A farmer knows how to be in tune with his machines. You know what it sounds like when things run good, and you know something is wrong when it's running bad. You can tell when a bearing goes out or your tractor isn't running quite right. When you buy a new machine, it takes a while to become familiar, but by spending time with it, you learn how it works and what its limits are. Have we as husbands and fathers spent enough quality time with our wives and children to be in tune with them? Do you know that your wife wants you to understand her well enough so she doesn't have to explain all the specifics? Unfortunately, for a lot of men, that concept has sort of sailed by in one of the higher gears. Children also need the tuning in of Papa, not just Mama. We need to tune in order to effectively help them tune up for life. And what about God? Are you tuned in to Him through Bible study and prayer? We need to know how to tune into relationships like we know how to tune into machinery. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. Okay, time to rock the world here. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Nightlies during the week, 6 to 7, the first hour airs again on 1360 KHNC. 1360, Johnstown, Colorado, AM radio. And the podcasts are on 1360 for both hours. On the radio station, we have in the same facility, we have Studio A, Studio B. Studio A is the radio station. Studio B is the internet radio. I broadcast from internet radio on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. But the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Okay. So, a quick update, a brief overview of last hour's program. There has to be two economic systems in the world before Christ returns. One system will be totally antichrist. The other system will be an alternative, a system so that nations can exist even in spite of the wrath that will come from the Antichrist West. And wrath will come to the nations. The individual responsible for putting together or developing the alternate universe, economic universe in the world, is Vladimir Putin. The individual that created the economic universe of the Antichrist West is Klaus Schwab. So you have these two universe, economic universes. The unipolar West, led by empire. The multipolar world countries, led by the BRICS nations leaders. The BRICS nations are not anti-West. They are just not West. They are they cannot exist with the economic not plan, structure. The economic structure of the West eventually limits. It is a system of complete, total control. And they cannot function. They cannot develop. They cannot realize as individuals their full potential as nations when they are being sanctioned, bombed, leaders assassinated by the CIA of the United States of America and America's military defense and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the G7 nations, with also, what's the other one? The plan of the Bilderbergers. The Bilderbergs. They're dominated by the West, sanctioned. So what happens is Vladimir Putin. And in 2006, they began to set in place what is needed to have a group of nations that, first of all, are enlightened and realize that there is a need for an alternate world that can function and exist apart from the control of the United States of America, and the new and that system is a new world order system. It's an occult system, steeped in the occult, like a tea bag, just steeped. And the people, the culture of the United States, the culture is something I haven't discussed. The culture eventually will become a culture just like Egypt, steeped or dipped or brewed in idolatry, and then also like Sodom and Gomorrah, a culture that is taken over by every type of sexual perversion. And look what has happened. Who is it that is trying to bring a rainbow over the world with all sexual perversion? So we would become a culture of idolatry and a culture of all of the sins and wickedness of sexual perversion that took place in Sodom and Gomorrah. The multipolar world, they're protecting themselves economically, not just economically, they're also protecting themselves from America's culture. They have to. This culture is too powerful. I'll give you an example, which I'm probably going to have to wait till after the break. But there's a story in the Bible, once upon a time type of a story. And people like once upon the time because it's generally a pretty good story. Well, once upon a time, there was a family called the family of Jacob living there in Canaan, which is present-day Israel. That's where they had their initial... they came out of that land. They were the family that came out of the land of Canaan. But don't tell anybody that. People don't like to hear it. But we'll go to Once Upon a Time when I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3, right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
So once upon a time in the land of Israel, which was called Canaan, there was Jacob who had 12 sons. One son ends up in Egypt. He becomes the right hand of Pharaoh. A great famine takes place, and the Jacob is forced to send his children into Egypt to get grain for the families and for the cattle, for their herds, their flocks. And eventually, through a series of events, because of the seven-year tribulation that was coming, where there was no rain on the land and there was no growth in the fields, the crops didn't grow, the whole family was forced to go into Egypt with all the children. I think there were 70 souls. Well, they end up in Egypt, where they are taken care of during the time of Joseph's employment. He's employed by Pharaoh. Well, one thing that was kind of hidden that people study the Bible don't realize is that Canaan was a land that was extremely wicked. It was very demonic. People were demonic. The children were demon-possessed. The sexual perversion, everything about Canaan, there was child sacrifice. There was the evil was just unbelievable. The culture of the Canaanites was very powerful. God knew that if he allowed the children of Israel to remain in Canaan with the culture of the people that dwelt there, this would be one way where Satan could destroy the lineage that God had chosen to carry his name and his plan. They would have been so corrupt, God could not have used them. It would have ended the plan of God using the Jewish people, the children of Abraham. So God moved them away from that violent, evil culture and the peoples that lived in that land. He had to take them and hide them for 400 years roughly in Egypt, 300 and something years, 60 years I think it was. The United States of America has become the Canaanite society of the world. This is what has happened. We have become a nation that back in the 70s, we began to morally lose our way. Christianity that was attacked at every level by government, by education, through the education system, through the introduction in the 60s of the occult New Age philosophies, open witchcraft, Satanism to some degree, the father of modern education, Dewey. There'll be no prayer in the schools. There'll be no reading the Bible. The children of America would become no mention of God, no prayer, no Bible reading, no anything pertaining to God in the schools. It happened. It really accelerated, or really the plan was catapulted in the late 60s, early 70s in the schools. And the children, they were basically baby boom generation children going to college, becoming teachers, involved with education. We, the baby boom generation, we are the generation that sent, that was used to distance God from the thought within this education system in this country, not just in the public school systems, but at the college level. At the college level, we became, you could say, communist. That'd be one way to put it. socialists, fascists, godless. And in place of that, you bring in every other kind of philosophy that even to this day, the philosophy now is government really should be in charge of raising the children. Nothing new under the sun. It happened in China and Russia. It's happening here and it's happened in the United States. The culture has become so corrupt that the nations in the multipolar global south and the global east and the global central Eurasia, Central Asia, not Eurasia, Asia, these nations not only are trying to survive economically from the economic plans of the Schwabs and the globalists in the West, but also trying to protect the nations from a culture, a belief system, a culture, an openness to every perversion, to the point of child sacrifice, bringing back the ancient religions and their practices toward sacrificing their people and especially the children. It happened all through Asia. It happened into Africa, into South America, Central America. I believe it also happened in the United States of America, but never before, but not like it's happening today, presently. The Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incas, ritual, sacrificing anything that moved. And they gravitated away from animals. Animals were good. Chickens were okay. But people, that is where eventually everything gravitated to, the sacrifice of human beings. Why? Because we are the creature that was created in the image of God. And so, in this multipolar West, I'm sorry, not West, the multipolar world nations, in this new world order, international, the new international world order, they literally are trying to exist, not just from our sanctions, from our military, from our technology, but they are trying to, and they must exist free of our culture. Culture is extremely powerful. This is why in the story of the children of Israel being taken by God, moved into Egypt to protect them from the culture in the land in which they dwelt, they would not have survived. You could not survive that culture. They would have been contaminated. They would have been brought into the worship of the gods and the idols and the sacrifices and the sexual perversion of those nations, of those peoples that lived in that area. And that idolatry exists to the very day, this very day, in that area. With all of these, Israel is at war in Gaza. It's a war against not only the people, the terrorists, but there is a godless, there's an idolatry, a godless idolatry that is being worshipped by these people too. It's called Islam. It is a violent religion, and that religion is dominant throughout all of the Arab nations. And the Arab nations, the leaders of these nations, they realized that, like Donald Trump stated when he visited Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, in 2017, he made the announcement that this violent terrorism, because of a violent belief system, will destroy the people, the families, the kings, the nations. It's a culture that is very destructive, or it's a religion, a belief system, very destructive. But in a sense, what is happening in this, in America, is even more powerful. The spiritual, or the sexual perversion in this country, and the idolatry in this country, worshiping everything but God. This is why the judgment of God is upon the United States of America. This coming election, I guess we're friends. I might as well tell you the truth. I could try to... How am I going to ease you into what I'm going to say? How am I going to do this? This election is, we're witnessing what Christ said would happen. There'd be a time of perplexities, a time where things won't make sense. When there are no solutions, there is, you can't even flip a coin to get a direction. Because you flip the coin, heads, you lose, tails, you lose. With this election that's taking place in America, either way, the country's going to lose. We lose. This is part of God's judgment on the United States of America. And I'm going to tell you who he's speaking to firstly. Not the citizens of America. He is speaking, God is speaking very clearly to his family, the Christian people, the true born-again Christian people. He's speaking clearly to them, first of all, to tell them he's unhappy with their apostasy. He's unhappy with the Christian games, with the Christian theatrics. It's all a show. There's no reality. God is speaking firstly to the Christians because of our apostasy or being distant from God. He's coming to punish the Christians, first of all. He's not going to punish Kamala and Biden and these other people. No. They will be punished, true. They will be punished. But firstly, God is coming to punish his own children. Judgment begins at the household of God, firstly. Then from there it goes out. God is, this is a conundrum. Tails we win, heads we lose. Either way we lose. Heads we lose, tails we lose. There's no win-win here. It's lose-lose. The culture has become evil. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything, They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from 1 to 2? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Well, it's that time of year again, the Medicare annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. It's the time where you can make changes to your Medicare Advantage plan or standalone prescription drug plan. This is Medicare Dan, Medicare specialist in Northern Colorado. Let's review what you currently have and see if there's a better plan available, all at no cost to you. Give me a call today, 970-612-8717, and check out my website, danthemedicareman.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com.
Okay. Sorry, I got distracted. I wasn't listening to the bumper music. Totally distracted. Well, here's what I was distracted about. You know, even with the people who are Muslims, the parents, they may be good people. They may not be radicalized as like the extreme terrorists, but they have a problem in America. The problem that they face, just like the American people, is the effect of the culture on the young people. And those who practice Islam realize that even their, I guess you call them their clerics, their leaders, they rebuke the parents for not controlling their children. And they're upset in the United States because the children, the culture is so powerful it leads them away from their belief system, which is not necessarily a bad thing depending on which way these Muslim children go. You know, to lead them away from radicalism, that's not a bad thing. The power of the culture. Vladimir Putin, over the last couple of years, has stated that Russia, he personally, has been declaring to the Russian people that he is not going to allow LGBT, he's not going to allow rainbow, he's not going to allow pay for sex changes. He's not going to allow this in the country. It won't be allowed in the military. It won't be allowed in the government. Because he realizes, again, I go back to Putin, this individual of the leaders of the world, Xi Jinping, is focused on China's ascension to world hegemony. Vladimir Putin, he realizes, and I think he knows through the teachings in the Orthodox Russian Church, the teachings of Moses that say that Israel is not to try to conquer the world. Israel has a territory that is their legitimate territory that they can conquer, going back to the original borders and the landmass that Moses had spoken of. Beyond that, no. They're not allowed. And the priests of Israel, the rabbis, through the teachings of Moses, they know where those boundaries are. They know that in the teachings of Moses, the nations, each nation has been given boundaries, has been given territory, square miles or acres. And when they move and try to expand what was given to them, then that's theft. They're coveting. They're trying to take something that is not theirs. It says that God gives the nations the property. He gives them their boundaries. America, we don't know our boundaries. See, we're not content with below Canada and above Mexico. We want Canada, and we want Mexico, and we want South America, and we want Asia, and we want the Philippines, we want Australia, we want Iceland, we want the middle of the Pacific. We want it all. How much is enough? Just a little more. Once we own the Earth, then we get the Moon, then we'll take Mars, then we'll get Venus and Neptune, and we'll take Saturn. Oh, why stop there? Let's just take the whole universe. You think I'm joking? There's an individual that's alive right now that's going to say and is already thinking in his heart, I want to be God. I want to exalt my throne above God's throne. Isaiah. So Vladimir Putin, he realizes that Russia has been given a territory that is theirs. And Russia attempted to expand. That's why you had the old Soviet bloc nations. But no, Vladimir Putin, I believe he understands the teachings of Moses. There is a portion of land that Russia has been given, the land of Gog. Gog in the land of Magog. Ezekiel 38 and 39. That is their land. They have everything they need in that land. They don't need help from anywhere else. They don't need to expand. But the administration, this administration, been saying incorrectly that Russia wants to expand into Ukraine and then eventually Europe. No, they don't need the headache. Western or Eastern Ukraine is basically Russian territory. And Western Ukraine, I think at one time was Poland. So in other words, Ukraine is a area where other nations actually owned that land at one time. But after World War II, it became, or and the Bolshevik revolution, a revelation too, but the revolution, it was a revelation of many things. It became a new country. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The P.E. Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
I don't want to break my momentum with this matter of our culture and Putin. The guy is a brilliant guy. He's not just brilliant. Brilliance is one thing, but having the understanding of what the rulers of the world have been planning for the last 100 years, that's a different matter. He understands that the rulers of the world have been planning to take over all the nations of the world. all the peoples of the world, so that there would be one, just one group, no nations. They would be overlords of the whole world, the land masses and the people. He understands this. And now we do. Now we understand it. This is why now the matter of the BRICS nations is in the Bible. It is a system that had to exist so that the people, the nations of the world, would be able to live apart from a very, it'd be like the nations of the world. There was Adolf Hitler, the Fourth Reich moving into Europe, but the rest of the nations, they were able to continue as normal to a degree, but not in the area of conflict. Not in what in France and Italy. The world is going to be in the same kind of a situation, but it's going to be the United States on a campaign to march upon, to do what Adolf Hitler didn't do, to begin to conquer regions of the world, Central America. We don't need so much the Amazon, but we do need Brazil, Argentina. We need the nations of Africa. So you have another plan that is now has been developed, or there's a plan that is developed into what happened in this week in Russia, in Kazan, Russia. Many nations getting together, happy, and with the same objective, to put up, they're putting up borders, and the borders are going to protect themselves from American world hegemony, and the borders are going to, these, they're not going to trade with the United States as much as possible. One of the objectives is to isolate America from themselves. All these nations will isolate this country. And eventually, the Central and Western Europe, Eastern European nations are going to see the benefit of isolating themselves from America too. But the thing is, they're already too tied into America's World Bank, the IMF, the G7, and these nations, they realize that the G7 nations, the big threat, is the multipolar world countries, the BRICS countries, the new international world order nations. They're a threat to the royals of Europe, who have held power for thousands of years, and the new rulers of the world in the United States. And these multipolar world nations, there's another major threat to them too. And they have to deal with this threat, and they're going to deal with a big problem. The problem is the corporations. These major corporations, they basically control everything. Food, energy, manufacturing, industry, internationally. This is a problem within the BRICS nations. So many of these BRICS nations and the other new nations that are going to be part of it, this group are going to nationalize American interests in their countries. And what will what would the United States do when we own, let's say, mining lithium mines in Africa? What will American corporations do when the governments try to nationalize our corporations, our interests? We'll blow them up. We'll blow them up. The corporations, these are the over the border, over the ocean tentacles. These are the arms of the octopus with the big suction cups to hold everything, to keep control of and hold everything in our power structure. The world doesn't realize what's happening. Most of the world, they have no clue, understanding. The peoples of the world don't know what is happening way up above our heads in this structure of power internationally. But it's coming into view. We're beginning to see it. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Every day, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I...
Well, I had to finish out the week with this thought. I read an article last night. Mel Gibson says that he's voting for Donald Trump. And he says that Kamala Harris has the IQ of a fence post. So he's interviewed by TMZ. And he says that when it comes to Kamala Harris, he says Gibson didn't mince words, likening her intelligence to that of a fence post. He was at the Los Angeles airport. And he they asked the question, who would he support? And he says, oh, man, that's a big question. I don't think it's any secret who I'm voting for. When pressed, Gibson made it official. He's voting for Donald Trump, a man he believes has a better vision for America than Harris. He suggested that another term under Trump would be far better for America than letting Harris take the reins. Quote, I know what it will be like if we let her in. That ain't good. Miserable track record, falling track record, no policies to speak about. She's got the IQ of a fence post. So this is, you know, when you talk about Joe Biden having his Biden moments of and nobody knows what he's saying. And then you have Kamala Harris saying nights of the week always, you know, are free for the people that have money. So you don't know what she's saying either, the word salads. And the thing is, there's no dressing on these word salads that she has. She just doesn't have a clue. Or is she like Shakespeare? She's so brilliant that she plays the fool. Or is it that she's the fool because she has no brilliance? So anyhow, if she only had a brain. And then I think they've been spending too much time together because the mental problems that they each have in their own, you know, starting to wear off on one another. Pretty soon, Biden's going to have word salads, and Kamala's going to have the Biden syndrome. Have a wonderful weekend. May the Prince of Peace be with you this weekend. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll visit. Oh, join me Sunday, 10 to 1 on 1360 AM radio on Sunday. Have a great weekend.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. And your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.